through Mark chapter 4. I got something here I feel like the Lord laid on my heart. I don't know who it's for, but I do desire to obey God just for a little while. When you find these places, just give you the picture this way. Start with verse 35, and I'm going to go down through 41. And it said, in the same day when the evening was come, he said unto them, let us pass over to the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship. And there was also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. And he was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. And they awake him and said unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose and rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? I want to stop right there. And I want to preach a message tonight, or speak a message tonight, in the Master's hand. In the Master's hand. Will y'all bow your hands and pray for me tonight? Grace and Heavenly Father, Lord, I come before you, Father, tonight, Lord, just humble as I know how, Father. Lord, I pray, Lord, just anoint these lips of clay, Lord, tonight, Father, to bring forth the word. Lord, I pray, Lord, just anoint each and every ear, Lord, to hear, Lord. Each and every heart, Lord, to understand. Lord, we pray, Lord, just take the word of God, Lord, tonight, Father, just drive it home, Lord, to each and every heart. Lord, just minister to your people, Father. Just strengthen your people, Lord. Lord, just encourage your people, Lord, tonight, Father. You know the ones that are discouraged, Lord, tonight, Father. Lord, we pray, Lord, just encourage them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we do pray. Amen and amen. 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 The disciples feared for their lives. Out on the stormy deep and with a trembling, turn to Jesus who lay in the ship asleep. Why do you fear and have no faith? The Master asked of them. Then with the words of peace be still, he rebuked the mighty winds. And great calmness came upon this sea. His voice the wind obeyed. The disciples saw a miracle that they no longer were afraid. So if your life is full of fear, remember Christ's command. And though each trial and earthly storm, you're safe in the Master's hand. I'm telling you, each and every one here tonight, I don't know what you're going through tonight, but I tell you, you're safe in His hand. If you're in His hand tonight, it's a safe place tonight. He said, I got you engraved on the palm of my hand tonight, and that's a very sacred place. You know, that's a very sacred place tonight. There's so many times we go through trials and we go through the storms of life, but we got one right there with us, Rhonda. We got one with us that'll never leave. He'll never forsake us. He'll say, I'll be with you until the end. You know, friends may leave you. Companions may leave you. The paid people in this world may leave you. But he will not leave you. What he took me to, he'll bring me through. He'll surely take me through the other side. He said, I'm to his disciples. He said, let's get onto the boat. And let's go to the other side of the lake. He didn't say let's perish going to the other side of the lake. He said, let's go to the other side. I'm telling you tonight, if you end up in safe arms of Jesus Christ, you go to the other side. You know, things may get windy. They may get stormy. But keep your eyes on Jesus. He's the one that's going to see you through. He's going to see you on to the other side. I tell you, I just feel like preaching just for a little while. You know, I just drop by and tell you, he can speak peace. He can speak peace right in the midst of a trial, right in the midst of a hard time. He can speak peace. He can give you more peace than you ever seen tonight. I'm telling you tonight, he gives one peace. He speaks to the storms tonight. There's so many times people in the churches that I preach at, they need encouraging words. Sometimes you don't get encouraging words. And you'll see them, they go around with a long face like they got the mud of rugs. But I'm telling you, as long as you hold on to his hands tonight, that pain you hold tight, you're going through. You're going through tonight.
He's not going to leave one. He's not going to leave you. Just bear with me just a little while. Just a little while. He says in Psalms 107:27, he said that he maketh the storm to come, so the waves thereof are still. Thou rulest the raging of the sea when the waves thereof break. The praise that thou shalt straighten them and stillest them. He's going to still the storm for his people. He's going to speak peace. I'm telling you, he's looking at one. I've been through trials of life. I've been through hard places of life. But he didn't leave me out in the wilderness to die. He's still right there. He's still right there. It puts me in the mind of the three Hebrew boys. He shacked me to shack in a bed and go. You know, the better than that. He set up a golden image. He said, every time you hear music, he said, you bow down and you worship this image of gold. I tell you, he shacked me, shacked up and go. He wouldn't bow down. I tell you, they had him brought before the king. And he said, when you hear music, you fall down, you worship this golden image. I tell you, they wouldn't bow. And he said, heat up the fire and furnace. And so he shacked me, shacked the baby go, throw him headlong into the fire and furnace. And they did, and the men would throw them in. He was consumed by the fire. But oh, he shacked me, shacked the baby go. He was loose in the fire. And I tell you, Nebuchadnezzar, he saw a fourth man walking. And he's like, if the Son of God. And he's still in the fire. He's still in the fire.
Yes.
That's what kind of God we serve. You might be in the fire tonight. But the three Hebrew boys, when he come out of that fiery furnace, they didn't have a smell of smoke on their bodies. That's what kind of God I serve tonight. That's what kind of God I serve. When you in his hand, I'm telling you, that's what kind of God we serve.
Amen.
He won't leave thee, and he won't forsake thee.
Amen.
Men leave. People leave all the time. You know, but he won't leave you.
Right.
He will not leave
you. Right.
Just bear with me. I tell you, I feel like preaching just a little while. I tell you, I want to turn it over to Isaiah 43. If y'all going to turn with me, y'all can. If you don't, that's okay. But Isaiah 43. 43, and I'm going to go to verse 1. And verse 2, I know I'm going to read. I might read further. He said, but now thrust said the Lord that prayed thee, O Jacob, and he that feared thee, O Israel, he feared not, for I have redeemed thee.
Yeah.
I have called thee by name.
Amen.
Thou art mine.
Yeah.
When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee.
Yeah.
Through the rivers that shall not overflow thee.
Yeah.
And when thou walkest through the fire, they shall not be burned. Neither shall the flame kindle upon thee.
Yeah.
I tell you tonight, that tells me when you're going through the fire,
yeah,
he's right there with you. He's the one that can speak in the midst of them storms of life. He's the only one that can have a great calm. He can look at that storm and he can say, peace be still. And I tell you, this great sea, it had to cease tonight. Even the winds has to obey him tonight. It's got to obey him. You know, when we go through things, it can come the storm. He said, there's no temptation taking you, but such is common to man. But on every temptation, he'll make a way out that you may be able to bear it. There's a way out tonight. There's a way out, and that's through Christ. That's our way out. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life tonight. Nobody can come to the Father but by me. You know, it's got to be through him tonight. And I tell you, when he's on your side, that's all you need to get through the storms of life. That's all we need. You know, so many times we try to handle storms within ourselves. We try to do stuff within ourselves. But you can't do it within yourself. You got to have the Lord. You got to have him on your side. You got to yoke up with Christ tonight. I'm telling you, when you yoke up with him, he's there with you all the way. All the way. All the way tonight. You know, when he walks with us. As long as we walk with him, that old roaring lion, the one that sitteth about who he may divide, he can't touch you. As long as we walk in with him, I'm telling you, I brought up the other night when I was preaching in my home church, you know, he can't come against the child of God, not unless he has permission from the Lord. You know, it says in the book of Job, you know, Job was a perfect man, an upright man, one that feared God and eschewed evil. I tell you, old slew foot, the devil, he went before Jesus. And Jesus said, have you considered my servant Job? He's a perfect man, upright man, one that feared God and eschewed evil. He said, I tell you why. He said, have you got a hedge about that man? He said, I tell you what to do. He said, you lift that hedge. He said, will you curse me to thy face? I tell you, old brother Job, he held his eternity. I tell you, old brother Job, he was struck from balls from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. But I tell you, the Lord blessed old Job in the end.
Amen.
He spoke of that old storm. There was a time when he said, that's my child. And the hedge come back down. And there's nothing else that the enemy can do. He's there when we have the storms of life.
Yes.
He's there when we're going through perilous times. When we're going through times of persecution. He's there. He's there. He said, I fight for you.
Yes.
I'm telling you, he'll fight for his child.
Yes.
He's right there with you through thick and thin. He's not going anywhere. If anybody leaves, guess who leaves? We do.
Come on.
We do tonight.
Come on.
We do. You know, I've never seen a time like the time we're living in where people want to throw in a towel. They just want to throw in their hands and quit. Say, I give up. But I'm telling you, sisters and brothers, it ain't time to give up. It's time to be praying. It's time to get into the secret places of the Most High and abide under the shadow of the Almighty. It's time to get along with God. It's time to seek his face. I tell you who I'm preaching to.
Amen.
There's so many people that sound of my voice. We got children. It's on the Broadway. We got loved ones on the Broadway. And we don't seem to care. But I'm telling you, it's time. It's time to pray.
Yeah.
It's time to pray without ceasing tonight.
Amen.
A fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And that's the man where he's going to help when he's in the times of trials, when he's in a time of desperation. He's going to help that prayer man. There's the ones that prays. That's the ones he's going to help. When he starts crying out to them, he said, otherwise his people gets along with him. Do with him, and he start crying out to God. He said, Lord, help me. This is all more than I can bear. I can't bear it no longer. I got to have him. I got to have you. And he sees that sincerity. He sees that faith. And he speaks to that storm. He speaks to that trial. And it's have to flee.
Hallelujah.
And he can feel the presence of God.
Yes. Amen. Yes.
Who am I preaching to? I tell you what, I feel a preacher tonight.
Hallelujah.
I feel a preacher tonight.
Amen.
There's so many people, sisters and brothers, they don't know about what I'm preaching about tonight. They get in times when they go through hard times. They go through the trials of life. They just want to give up. They want to go over here on right field or left field. They try to drown their sorrows. They want to drown their sorrows. Just let that pain God just a little bit. They want to drown their sorrows in hockey hall. They just want to dance halls. They want to take and drown their sorrows. But I'm telling you, the next morning, after all that's gone, you ain't drowned in nothing. It's still right there. The very next morning, the only one. Lord thy God, he's the only one. Turn to him tonight.
Yeah.
Let him take you. Let him take you tonight. He cares for you tonight. He's the only one that does tonight. He cares. He cares.
Yes, he does.
I tell you, he loves you. He loves you so much tonight. He stretched his forth his hand. And on the God the heel, he stretched forth his hand. He said, it's finished. He bowed his head and gave up the ghost for you. And he sure did. And he's not going to leave you. He's not going to leave one comfortless tonight. He said, I send you another comforter. He'll be with you. He shall be in you. And he'll be with you to the end tonight. And that comforter I'm speaking of is the Holy Ghost of God. He'll be with one. That's what it takes tonight. It takes relationship. It takes getting along with him. Then you got somebody in your corner. It's in your corner. You know, you go back to David. He was a little old runny boy. He was short in stature. You know, there's that big old giant named Goliath. You know, his brothers wouldn't bother that big old giant, using my own words. But old David heard him fighting the fight of the living God. And he was old David, he was ready to fight him. He said, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that wants to fight the army of the living God? I'm telling you, old David, he took five smooth stones out of the brook. He took one stone and he put it in that sling. It went right between that old giant's eyes. I'm telling you tonight, that old giant fell. That stone was a stone of faith. And you got the stone of faith tonight. That's what it takes. That's what it takes to knock the giant down. That's what it takes to knock him down in your life. Before you get this finished, this calm and this peace that I'm preaching about tonight. I come to you here to get one peace. You know, back in 2006, you know, I was preaching at Sister Herman's house. Just young in the Lord. Just got for preaching good. I can't even have called the police on me. But I keep on going. I keep on going. Cause it's going to turn to a salvation of some. That's what we need tonight. We need somebody. We need somebody to preach the word. We'll be instant in season. We'll have season. We'll reprove. We'll rebuke. And sound doctrine. You know, the Bible said there's a day coming when they want to do the sound doctrine. And we're in the days. We're in the days right now. But I'm telling you, it's for the remnant. He's with you. He's with you tonight. I tell you, I know we got all walks of life here tonight.
Amen.
We got all walks. But he's always, we walk with him. And he's walking with us. That's what it's going to take. You know, I want to be like old Enoch. You know, any kind of testimony that it pleased God, and it was God for the Lord took him. You know, Neil Armstrong, he was an astronaut. But Neil, you know, he had a taste death. But old Enoch, he was not. He was translated that God took him. That's what kind of man he's going to be with him. He's going to fight every fight. As long as we walk with God, he's going to calm the storms. As long as we walk with God. You know, he's still God. He's still God. He said, I'm the same today, forever, and evermore. He says, I change not. Men change. God don't change. He still desires to bless his people. He still desires to do a work for his people. You know, I remember, I just want to testify a little bit here too. I can remember the 2001 day I was in the valley. I was at a crossroad in my life. I tell you, I know that I needed the Lord. I know that I needed him more than anything. I tell you, my wife started going to church. She'll come in at night and she'll lay her hands on me and pray for me. She asked me, said, Frankie, you ever pray? I never prayed. I was hard-hearted. I didn't never pray. But I'm telling you, by that one prayer in the sight of God, I'm telling you, they can come on into the fold. If you got a companion that's lost and undone tonight, lay hands on them. Pray for them. Because I'm telling you, it can be your prayer that brings conviction tonight.
Amen.
Get them out of that storm. You know, you would have been able to get a look. loved ones in that storm. You know, it's brewing all around them. Where it's drugs, alcohol, I'm telling you, it's there. Prescription drugs. They're in a storm of their lives, and they don't know how to get free. But I tell you tonight, I tell you how to get free. It's through Jesus tonight. You know, I was no more than was old Lazarus. When Jesus said, Lazarus, come forth. He came forth bound with pretty clothes. He said, loose him, set him free. That's the same way it was for me. I came forth. I was bound by the world. I was bound by the things of the world. And Jesus said, loose him, set him free. I'm telling you, I'm free man tonight. I'm a brand new man in Christ Jesus. All things have passed away. Behold, all things are new tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
And he desires to calm the storm.
Amen.
He desires to speak to you.
Amen.
You know, in one place, the man of God, Elijah, you know, I don't preach too much on it. Man of Elijah, he's on Mount Carmel. You know, the fire of God fell. And old Jezebel, you know, all the prophets of Baal were slain, 420 men. And he said, tomorrow by this time, Jezebel said, his life shall be as one of them. Amen. You know, old man of God, he went under the Jupiter tree and it wished itself to die. And angels had a feeding for just a little while. And he backed on up into a brook. I tell you, he went into a cave. He went into that cave. That's where he went. That cave, he thought he was the only one standing. He thought he was the only one. He thought Jezebel was the one out to kill him. He said, I'm the only one to stand for the truth. I tell you, the Lord had to speak to him. He said, what doest thou here, Elijah? I'm telling you, when he heard that still strong voice, he was a peace to come over the man of God. And he went out of that cave and he met one on his way. And he said, he's 7,000 men and hadn't bowed a knee to the age of the Baal. So he saw him at this present time. You're not alone. You're not alone in the battle. You're not alone in the fight tonight. You're not alone tonight. You're not alone.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's not going to leave one alone. Huh? He's not going to leave one alone. He's going to be with you every step you take. Every step of the way, he's going to be with you. He's not going to leave you. He loves you too much for that. He's not going to leave you. Who am I preaching to? Who am I preaching to? I tell you, I don't know which way the Lord and all will go tonight, but I know he's speaking to hearts. He's speaking to hearts tonight. He said, I know the man's heart. I try to range the heart. You know, it's the Lord that looketh upon the heart tonight. And he sees the storm what you in. He sees the life condition you in. Then no man of God knows the heart. But the only one that does is the Lord thy God. And he's looking upon the heart tonight. And he's knocking on heart's door. And he said, be heart not your heart tonight. I enter in. With him and he with me. I'm telling you tonight, the day of salvation. The day is the appointed time. The day is the day. The day is the day. I don't know who I'm preaching to, but I tell you one that loves you tonight, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. He loves you. He loves you. You know, he loves you so much, he sent somebody away just to preach to you.
Amen.
Just to preach to you. That's love.
Amen.
You know, I can remember a place when Jeremiah, he told Jeremiah, he said, you go on down to the potter's house, son, and you'll see a work on the wheel. He said, as that clay is mired in the potter's hand tonight, so are you, house of Israel. I'm telling you, we mired in the potter's hand tonight, and he's molding us. He's molding us each and every day, and what he has us to be, he's molding us tonight. And I'm telling you, he's the one that can look at a potter's vessel. You know, when you look at a piece of pottery, you might not can see a crack. You might not can see a blemish. He looks at it with the eye of a master pottery. He starts looking. If you look him by me, I see nothing. But he sees that little bitty crack, and he takes and fills it with more clay, and he puts it back on a potter's wheel. And I tell you, he gets it just right. He knows how much pressure that you can handle tonight. He knows the breaking point.
Thank you, Jesus.
I tell you tonight, the Holy Ghost of God, he knows what we need.
Amen.
He knows what we need. He knows the turmoil. He knows the tears.
Yes.
You know, each and every tear that you cry tonight for your loved one, he's catching them and he's bottling them up tonight.
Yes.
Thank you.
Praise God.
He's bottling them all up for our future use. He bottled them all up. Then a tear that falls from a son of God's eye that he don't know about.
Amen.
You know he loves the sparrows. I tell you, had you much more value than many sparrows. I tell you, he loves you tonight. He's got an unconditional love for you tonight. And he's going to help thee. He said, I'm a refuge. I'm a present help in a time of trouble. I tell you, when we have trouble, we need to run to him.
Amen.
You know, I'm going to come to a close here in just a few minutes. But in the Old Testament, you know, I'm obeying God. I got notes. But I'm obeying God here. There was three refuge cities on that side of Jerusalem. On that side of Jordan, excuse me. And there was three on this side of Jordan. And that's for anybody that was slayer of blood, that killed a man. He would run to one of them refuge cities, to the death of the high priest, I think it is. When a high priest died, I think the Bible says, if I ain't mistaken, he could go free. But I'm telling you tonight, that was where the ones that was a revenger of blood had to run. But now, when we got a place to run to, and his name is Jesus, he's not a refuge city. He's our high tower. He's our hiding place. That's where we go tonight.
Yes, Lord.
We go to him. We go to him. And he's right there with us. He's right there with us. You know, he takes. I tell you tonight, just these old country boys English, if he had a refrigerator, I believe your face would be on it. If you was his child, if you're his child tonight, and your name's wrote in the Lamb's Book of Life, if it's there, if it's graved in there, I believe if he had a refrigerator, your child of the King, your name would be on it. But I'm telling you tonight, you can block your name out of that book also tonight. You can blot it out. You know, he's not going to turn nobody out. You know, he's right in the palm of his hand. That's a sacred place. You know, I heard people say before, I'm saved, and they talk real foolish. They talk real foolish tonight. But I'm telling you, you can walk away from the grace tonight.
Amen.
You can take a walk away from grace. You can backslide.
Amen.
You can go back. But I'm telling you tonight, I desire to go forward.
Amen.
I desire to go forward in the works of God. I desire to preach the word. I desire to get in places like this and sow the word of God. You know, that's what we have to do. You know, with different ones, they come by here and they sow the word of God. And another one will come by watering. And God will come and he'll give the increase tonight. I'm looking for an increase. I tell you, there'll be an increase of souls to the ones that wants it tonight. Anyone that will, they can come and drink of the well of life freely.
Yeah.
I tell you, freely gave tonight. I'm giving you the word that the Lord gave me.
Amen.
I'm giving it to you. You know just out of love tonight.
Yeah.
I preach everything I preach out of love.
Yeah.
I tell you to be in one of the worst storms of your life. But as long as you got God on your side, you got the ones that's going to make all the difference of the world. But if we take and we yoke up with the wrong ones, I'm telling you, they're going to leave you. When the times get hard and the battle gets